You're listening to Devoted Podcast, a mini-series hosted by Virginia Tech Chi Alpha. Our prayer is that this podcast would encourage you to stay devoted to God, His Word, and His people. We hope you're inspired by today's episode.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Devoted Podcast. How are we feeling this morning?
Excited. Pilot episode. First episode. My name is Raphael, and this is Savannah. And
hey, guys.
I don't know. This is the first episode. Super exciting.
Yeah, I know.
I think we just need to talk about the name, you know?
Devoted.
Yeah, devoted. Like, I don't, you know, if you want to, like, just kind of talk about, like, how we came up. Well, honestly, like, Gabe kind of had the idea.
Right.
And you guys will probably get to know Gabe soon. Gabe had the idea, like, about the name, you know? And so, I don't know. I think if you just want to talk about, like, you know, why we kind of stuck to that name in our meeting and, like, it fits so perfectly too.
Yes, it's good. Okay, devoted. Devoted is just like one of the most perfect words I feel like to use, especially like where we are in like our journeys or like in our lives, like especially in college. I feel like it can to be devoted to something like when Anthony is our lead pastor here at Virginia Tech Chi Alpha, but Anthony did a whole series about being devoted, and it's all about being, like, steadfastly attentive to. Like, how many things are you steadfastly attentive to, really, when you think about it? Mm-hmm. So when you're steadfastly attentive to the Lord in college, I feel like that's just something that's so, that should be more common, especially for us if we're going to live for Christ as college students. It can be really hard to be devoted. And so that's why I think it's so important. And that's why I think we named it this. Like, it just stuck out to us because it's just such an important word. Yeah. And it has such a great meaning.
Right. And I think when we had, like, I think it was our second meeting when we came up with, like our second podcast meeting, we were thinking about, like, names, kind of, like, image, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we decided, like, devoted is a very, like, broad term.
Yeah.
And so like a lot of stuff that we do, or like honestly everything that we do in life, just like as, you know, Christ followers, like all kind of lead back to being devoted. And so I think that's why we kind of chose it, because like, you know, worship is a certain type of, you know, devotion.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in a relationship, you know, stewarded properly, it's a certain type of devotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prayer, devotion, abiding, like there's so many things that I think it's like it just fits in perfectly with like the name of being devoted. And yeah, I don't know. I think it was, honestly, I think it's a great name. And I think that's something that like we want to like make known, that like that is kind of the goal for this like podcast. It's, you know, it's just for people to kind of be able to see through like a college student's lens who follow Jesus. So like they know our opinions and perspectives, like what it's like to be in college when we're following Jesus, like how tough it is, you know. Also like, you know, how, like, there's also, like, so many, like, good things as well with, like, community and, like, other stuff as well. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it was a name that, like, compared to all the names, too, it just sounded the best.
It sounds really
good. It just fit perfectly. I just did really like the name a lot. And, I don't know, that's kind of, like, the vision. Like, I'm kind of hoping, like, that, you know, because the way we come in with it, it's, like, it's not really about, oh, it has to pop off. Or it's like,
right.
It's like literally they can have four people listen to it and we would still be recording. Like, it's just something that we want to do for fun. And
yeah, I think it's just such a nice thing to be able to sit and like talk to people about these sorts of things. Cause sometimes like having this as a commitment is so good because then you're committed to having these conversations. Like, you're committed to sitting down and taking an hour out of your life and talking about conversations that need to be had. And like, not only are the people like watching learning, but so are we. Like, we like get to hear it as well and like actually have the conversation, which is so exciting. And that's like one of the things that excites me the most, because we have so many people here at Chi Alpha that have had so many different experiences and knowledge and like wisdom on some of these topics. And they've just been like, they've just been so led by the Lord and you can see it in their everyday lives. So like having them on the podcast, it's just going to be such a blessing. And what you were saying about like new people, like coming through, like, right, if we steward it properly, I think that's also something that's really special about the podcast.
Yeah.
It's because now you're just getting so many different experiences. Yeah. Like, not only from staff, but also from kids who are in college and kids who are at Virginia Tech.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, we don't see this as a job at all. Like, mm-hmm. We see it as, like, something that's so much fun because we're doing it within, like, the community, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, we just got to know each other a lot more, like, just within the team. And it's, like, it's something that it's just so fun to do, and like coming in and set it up is like really fun, you know, setting up together and then like kind of just recording and then like watching it over and just like getting the feedback. I don't know, I think it's just something that's really fun to do, and you know, I kind of just hope that like it doesn't get to a point where it feels like a job.
Oh, yeah. Because
then that's when it's gonna be like, oh, like it's just gonna showing up every day, and now it's just like I have to be there, and it's no longer like fun. So I think it's just like that's what I really like about it, because like within our team, yeah, like, some of us were already friends, like, before, or, like, a little bit closer before, but, you know, even people that we're not, like, as, you could say, quote-unquote, close with, because we have, like, the same vision, and yeah. I want to say spirit in a sense where it's, like, we both, like, me and you were, like, never, like, super close before, yeah. And, like, but because, I mean, we both love Jesus, and then we're both, like, oh, we want to do the podcast, it's, like, it just works, you know yeah. What I mean? It's, I think there's something definitely like spiritual and biblical to that, where it's being able to have that bond of we both love Jesus, and it automatically just connects. And I think that's what makes, you know, the Bible talks about like all of us being a body and like a family. And I think that's what the reasons why like many people can connect. Like I can go to like the other side of the U.S. and like someone else that I know loves Jesus, it's like I can automatically sense that we start talking. It's like, oh man, it's like you're like a brother to me. And it's like I might have just met you, but it's because we have that same thing in common. I think that's what makes it really fun. It's just, you know, just being able to do this together as a community, family, like having staff, you know, listen to these podcasts and be like, oh my gosh, like this was cool. Like what you guys talked about. I think for us also, it's just, I think we had felt like kind of a conviction of, you know, we have a name, but I feel like we should have like some sort of scripture that backs like the name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, you know, when we're looking around, you know, through scripture, like which one can kind of encapsulate like the name the best. I think we came to terms with, I'm trying to think, I think it's Psalms 63. Let's look. I remember when I first read it, I was just like, oh my gosh. I was like, this literally encapsulates it perfectly. Reading it, it's just, man, just being able to hear, I believe it's David, just being able to hear David, like, talk about what devotion truly is, I think was really cool. I don't know if you ended up finding.
Yeah. So this is Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied, as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you.
Mm.
That's so good. Oh, I'm going to keep that open, because it's just so good. It's such a great encapsulation, because I don't know what you were saying about the connection. Like, when you seek the Lord and you know him and you love him and you have a connection with him, like what it says, like, when I earnestly seek you, I thirst for you. The connection is honestly there, like, between us as Christ followers and between, like, us as a body of Christ. And I, like, when you said that, it just instantly clicked. I knew exactly what you're talking about. I can just, like, walk into a room, like, at Ignite or, like, at our life group. And it's just, like, you know these people, almost. It's, like, almost like it's, like, an instant thing.
It was, it's kind of crazy because that made me kind of think back on when I was having a one-on-one with one of the guys in my life group, and we were just talking about, you know, I was just kind of getting like the backstory of him, like, hey, like, what made you want to keep coming to, like, you know, like, Ignite or life group or community group? And he was just like, he was kind of just like, yeah, like, the reason why I come is because, you know, you guys are just cool to be around with. Like, you guys are like, I just love being around you guys. And I asked him, like, do you know why that is? And then he was like, no. And I was like, well, that's because all of us love the Lord. So when we come together, this is, he wasn't, you know, walking with the Lord. And so he can, but he can tell. He's like, man, like, I want to have what you guys have. And I was like, well, that's because all of us love the Lord. So yeah. When we come together, it's just like this big explosion of like love and joy. And it's like, we're just like, oh my gosh, like, what's up, man? And it's like, and I told him, I was like, but the reason why we also have that is because on our alone time, mm-hmm. we're abiding and we're also like doing our devotional time and talking with the Lord and actually walking with Jesus. Yeah. So then when we come together as like a family, it's just like a big explosion. They're like, even people who aren't following Jesus can tell, like, man, these people look like, why are they just always so joyful? Why are they like just so happy? And I'm like, and so I told him, I was like, yeah, dude. And I was like, man, like, you can have the same thing we have.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, I just told him, I was like, it's just all about like following the Lord. And, you know, I mean, the Bible just says when two or three people are there, like, the Lord is there. Okay. So it's, you know, I find it so interesting as somebody who like isn't walking with the Lord, like, can tell when he mm-hmm. comes to like something where there's multiple people that follow Jesus, and he can be like, oh man, like, there's something special about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think like that's also goes into the whole topic of being devoted, because it's like, you know, when we are devoted to the mm-hmm. Lord, like, we have, and we cherish that alone time that we have.
Yeah.
And also community is a big part of also being devoted. It's like, community is such an important part,
because
without community, it's like, you don't really have anything. It's like, you know, we're all a body, right? So it's like, you know, if your hand doesn't have fingers, and like, you can't do anything with it. And right. It's like, I just think that was something so cool. And it's kind of the same thing that, you know, David talks about in Psalm 63 of like, you know, just fully focusing on him and,
yeah.
you know, always being kind of grateful and worshiping him and, you know, day in and day out. But it just brought back like a memory that I had when I had a one-on-one with him, which was just super cool. But
and what you were saying about like, all of us are also separately like, sitting down and doing, doing our devotional time. Whoa. Doing our devotional time with the Lord and like spending time with the Lord. That's also a huge part of being devoted.
Yeah.
Like setting out your time to seek him. And like, I know some people who like for Lent are giving up things that are distracting them or like, and they're just like trying to be comfortable even in like silence.
Yeah.
And, like, just getting rid of distractions. And I think that's just something that's so important for us because our lives just get so busy.
Yeah.
And we focus on things that like the Lord tells us not to worry about. Like the Lord literally tells us not to worry about, not to be anxious about anything, to not have anxiety, like, and to not worry about the future. Mm. Like, he wants us to put all of his trust in him. So, like, setting out that time, even when we are busy, and even when we are college students and we're focusing on our studies, like, yes, focusing on, like, being a good student is a very good thing.
Yeah.
But also, like, what are you putting first? Are you devoted to the Lord or are you devoted to your school? Like, which one?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's, like, I think it's also we're, like, when you follow Jesus and you fully decide, like, okay, I'm devoted to him, follow him, it's, like, that also translates over to your studies, translates over to, like, everything else. It's sometimes, because I've gotten myself in this place where, like, me showing down the word to the Lord is when I wake up and read my Bible and journal and do all this. It's like, okay, this is what it means to be devoted. It's like, well, also, like, you know, like, getting good grades, like, doing your assignments, like, being, you know, a person of integrity. Like, if I say, like, hey, you know, we're going to meet up at this time, and you're, like, expecting me to meet up there, I'm there. You know what I mean? And so...
I was 30 minutes late this morning.
That's funny, because I wasn't even referencing that, and then I saw your face. But, yeah, no, it's, like I think in anything, relationships, friendships, like, commitments, it's, like, it's just, I think that's... It's not just about the alone time that we have with the Lord, but, like, just in general, all the commitments we have, it's, like... You know, like, with life group, if I'm a life group leader, like, being a steward of that, and, like, that also means being devoted, because, you know, we're called to be set apart, and we want to show that, like, we want people to see Christ in us, and I think, how can you see that when it's, like, if we're, like, the only time we're, like, people can see Christ in us is when we're at, like, a service, you know what I mean? Or it's, like, we're just at service, or when we're around other people who follow Jesus, like, and they're, like, oh, that's the only time I can see it, but, like, when I'm everywhere else, like, they can't tell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was super important to me. I was on a Zoom call with one of my professors, and I didn't go to class. because I just wanted to like take a day to reset. And so I was talking to her, and I was like, okay, like I could approach this two ways. Like I could just tell her like, oh, I'm sorry, and just like apologize, but also not bring up my faith, which was a big part of like, especially right now that like I got hurt. It was my first ever injury, so mentally it was such a big hit because I didn't know how to deal with it. So like, mentally I was super down, I was super shot, and like what kind of kept my spirits up was like the community and going out with some of the guys and being around people. And so when I was talking with her, I was like, all right, I could also like just have this conversation and the outcome would probably be the same. She'd be like, okay, cool, just finish this assignment and like you'll be fine. But like I was like, I should probably take this opportunity and like mention my faith, mention this. So like I told her, I was like, you know, I mentioned my faith. I was like, yeah, like, you know, I'm in Chi Alpha and like, you know, just praying, all this like really helped me out. And it was funny because her response was like, oh, like I'm really happy about that. And she was like, yeah, like if you ever need to like, we have like resources if you ever need to talk to people, you know, like counselors or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no, like I had, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, no, like, you know, having, I was like, we have staff members and like our director, like Anthony. I was like, no, like they counseled me and they helped me out. And then like, I guess she kind of understood like, oh, yeah, like your faith was really what got you through this time. Yeah. And it wasn't just like, for me, it was just like an opportunity where I was like, okay, I can mention my faith and, you know, maybe not like fully like evangelize or anything, right, but like bring it up, have her, you know, who knows, like it might make her realize like, oh, snap, like he was really going through it, and prayer and community really helped him get through it. Like, maybe I'll give it a shot. I don't know if she's Christian or not, but right, like, you know, I don't know. So I think that's one thing about like being devoted. It's like in every aspect, it's, you know, where we should show, where people can see kind of Christ in us. So it's like, you know, so many situations where it's like emotions run deep. It's like, you know, like I can get angry in the situation, but if I do and I lash out, it's like, are they going to be able to see Christ in me? Yeah. Like, no. You know what I mean? Right. So that's one thing I started to realize. Actually, now it's like, oh, like, it's not just about being in service, being at Ignite, being at church Sunday. It's like, no, like every day people should be able to see that in me. Right. You know what I mean?
And I feel like that's something that's so important because fear of man is so great. Like, fear of man can be so great. Like, great in, like, a bad way. Like, big in our lives. And even mentioning that I'm going to Chi Alpha, sometimes, like, I don't even want to.
Yeah.
And that's just such, like, that's so from the enemy. That's such an attack from the enemy. When I do mention that I do Chi Alpha or that, like, I love Jesus or, like, I love the Lord to someone, even if they do respond badly, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know, who cares? Like, ugh. The two things that could happen is either they reject you, which, I mean, you're going to live.
Yeah.
Or they ask you more questions and they want to know more about Jesus. Like, how much greater is the second one? Like, and how much lesser is getting rejected? Like, we literally are on this earth for such, like, a minimal amount of time. I'm reading Ecclesiastes right now. That one hits, where he just talks about like how our life is just like meaningless, chasing after the wind. Like, that tied in with like fear of man.
Yeah,
if we're just like chasing after the wind, you know, what is life if we're not spreading the love of Christ? And what is life if we're not feeling the love of Christ within us? I don't know,
this brought something up because I was just thinking about it, because I had this conversation Saturday Thursday. So my biggest thing right now is, for me, it's always been a struggle, you know, even in high school and coming to college, like, being super open about, like, my faith and being super, like, because I don't want, you know, it's always, like, you know, you fear, like, hey, like, they're not going to be friends with me anymore, or, like, so right now, it's, like, something that I'm getting better at, just, like, you know, I just pray for, like, confidence and, like, courage to, like, be more open. So I was with one of my friends Thursday. And so we hung out, we were just catching up. And because I trust this person a lot, like, they're not, you know, I can be super, we've had, like, talks about religion before, too. So I already had, like, I was super comfortable already. And I remember just, we're walking back. And it wasn't really, like, a rant, but I just started going on, like, you know, because we were just talking about, like, oh, like, going out, you know, to the bars and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, I just don't really do that anymore. And I was kind of just saying, like, I just started reading my Bible, got deeper in my faith, and then, like, I just kind of told her, I just realized that, like, Jesus tells us how we're supposed to live, And, like, that's something that I really want to, like, start pursuing. And so it's funny because this became, like, a 30-minute conversation. And yeah. I'm just opening up. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I just see all these people looking for solutions. And I'm here. And it's like, so I'm just going this. And I'm like, it felt so good to, like, be super open.
Yes.
I opened up to her and was like, just about my walk with the Lord. And now I'm like, now it's time to tell everybody else. And I'm like, oh, like, it's going to be, even though, like, I know, like, number one, if they're your friends, I'm not going to reject you over it.
Yeah.
Number two, like, a lot of them do believe in God and mm-hmm. and love Jesus. And so it's like, they'll be fine with it anyways. Like, mm-hmm. But for some reason, it's just that fear of, you don't want to seem, and, like, she told me this too. It's like, she's like, it's just tough because you don't want people to think that you're holier than them. And I'm like, right. Yeah. And I'm like, I just told her, I was like, it's not that I'm holier than them. It's just, I just realized that, like, I needed help. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I realized that, like, I'm not perfect. I've tried other solutions, and they weren't a solution.
Right.
So, you know, it was kind of funny how we got into that conversation. So just trying to get more open about it is definitely something that I've been trying to do. But it's always scary. And, like, I was hearing this podcast yesterday when it's, like, there's two choices for, like, a human being. You either fear man or you fear God. And it's like, which one would you rather... like, taking us, like, I know, God is loving, but, you know, God also has another side to him where, you know, he can get angry sometimes, and I'm like, I'd rather be on God's side than be on man's, and I'm like,
I would.
So, it's one of those things where, like, I'm starting to realize, like, if they reject me, cool, and they're not friends with me anymore because of my belief, all right, cool, and so, it's something because I'm not used to doing, it's gonna take some time to kind of slowly get to that point where I'm just, like, out there, like, hey, it is what, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Like, you don't want to be friends with me anymore? Cool. But it's also, like, there's that fine line, though, like, where you don't want to, like, become, like, judgmental. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, so yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think prayer just helps so much with that. Like, just praying, like, Lord, just, like, guide me in what I need to say. Like, let your words, like, flow through me. Like, let your Holy Spirit guide me. Things like that. Also, like, I feel like it could be so daunting to be rejected by people who you think are your friends. Yeah. But when you feel and you know the Lord, like, when you feel the love of the Lord and you know him, I feel like there's just kind of no going back, you know? Mm. Like, the reason, it sounds so crazy to some people, and I think that's why we get scared, is because some people react like, oh, like, you're kind of crazy. Yeah. But, like, there's such a reason for it. Like, we wouldn't be so on fire for him if we didn't know and if he hadn't changed our lives.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's had such an impact on me. Who am I not to share it? Right. Like, he's just, like, so, he's a part of me. He's the reason why I live every day, or he should be the reason why I live every day. And to be so devoted.
Yeah.
To be so devoted to him. It's just such a life-changing experience, and some people are going to think you're crazy, but when you know the Lord, like, how good is it? Like, how great is, like, how great is his love and his peace and his joy?
Yeah, it's so funny, because I was hearing, you know, I don't know if you guys know who Penn and Teller is, but they're, like, these magicians, and, like, one of them is an atheist, and he was saying that he respects, like, Christians a lot, because it's like, we must love you so much to go and tell you, like, hey, like, if you go down this path, it will lead to, you know, death, whether physical, like, spiritual, like, and, like, so it's, like, because if I know that, like, if you go down this road, and I know that you're going to get into an accident and die, and I don't tell you, do I really love you? Like, I don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's, like, you know, like, if I really love you, I'll be, like, hey, don't go down this road. Like, if you go down there, like, you know, it's going to lead to death. And I'm, like, so it's so funny, like, I'm starting to get that mindset more. It's like, hey, with all my friends, I was like, dude, I love you guys so much that I don't want to see you guys go down this path.
Yeah.
Like, or sometimes people are, like, starting, I'm like, hey, I've been down this path. Like,
right, like, you know we've what I mean? Both been down that path, and, like, I feel like we both know how much greater the Lord is than what we, like, are, like, what who we were before we knew Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's something that I've started to realize more, like, hey, like, there's definitely a way to approach it, but it's like, you know, if your heart partial is right, like, you come in with, like, with love, and you're just like, hey, dude, like, bro, like, this thing, like, I can tell this thing isn't helping you. Like, this is the only way you're going to get through this battle that you have with mental with your mental health. Yeah. Like, that you're going to get through this battle. You know, all these issues. You know, Jesus is the only way. So I kind of got to that point where it's like, you know, I love you guys so much. Like, with my friends, like, I love you guys so much. Like, I need to start kind of telling you. Yeah. It's like, yeah, like, and the thing is, like, a lot of them, same thing that I did, is, like, grew up in church. It's just, like, one of those things where it's, like, I remember talking to Buddy, it's, like, for me, I had to go through that, like, prodigal son type of story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, just because, like, back home, community wasn't the best, that I come to college and it's, like, you know, I kind of go away and then God hits me in my face and I'm like, oh, I didn't come back. I'm like, I'm like, you give me one more chance? Yeah, I'm gonna make the most of it. So, like, you know, I think a lot of people go through that, like, prodigal son type of territory or, like, type of story where it's, like, it's one of those things, like, you grew up in church and it's, like, your parents go in church and it's, like, well, I need to find it by myself. Like, when you do, it's so much better than when you realize when you were growing up. Like, it's, like, oh, I went there because of my parents. I went there because of my parents. Now it's, like, I go there because I want to go there. Like, I want to go to church because I go to church because I want to go to church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I pray because I want to pray. Yeah. You know, I read my Bible because I want to read my Bible. And so I feel like a lot of people that I know are, like, definitely in the same situation I was in where it's, like, because, like, I knew what was right and what was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, like, I just didn't want to listen. Yeah. that was really it. Like, I was, like, and it was funny, like, the Lord would put so many people in my path to kind of remind me, and I'll still be, like, no. And so I find it kind of funny. So, like, I could definitely understand, like, those people are definitely, like, what, like, season of life they're in. And it's tough because of that. It's, like, some of them might not know that you went through that season or they didn't see you go through that season.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it seems like I'm just telling them, like, you know, they're, like, oh, you don't know what I'm going through. And it's, like, well, like, I do. But, you know, it's, like, that's the tough part. And so that's why for me it's just I'm trying to get more open. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. The prodigal son is just such a hard-hitting story because, like, when I first came back to Christ, like, I went and I got a Bible with one of the leaders from my church, and we sat in a coffee shop, and that was, like, the first story we read. It's just such a special moment, like, to me. So you mentioning that is just such... I love that story. Yeah. It's just such a great story. And how blessed are we that the Lord called us home. Like, yeah. Our life in Christ is life in Christ is so much better than anything else.
I think we should kind of give a backstory of, like, kind of our ministry, you know. I don't think too many people, you know, there might be some people watching this who, like, don't know what Chi Alpha is.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, well, me and Virginia Tech Chi Alpha, we're just a campus ministry.
Yeah.
We love the Lord. If you're a college student watching this, we meet up in Squires.
In Colonial,
yeah.
Yep.
Every Monday night, we have life groups. If you're thinking about joining a community, like a Bible study.
Do it. Do it.
We have life groups, which you can join, you know, on our website. We also have an app that you can also download, the Virginia Tech Chi Alpha or VTXA. Yeah, and so you can go on there, look at all the different life groups, see which one fits your schedule, you know, just show up, like, yeah, and I'm trying to think of anything else that we do. Ooh,
follow our Instagram, at VTXA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll get to know more about us, get to see, like, the stuff that we do. So yeah, that's kind of our ministry. We've been here for 15 years, I believe Anthony told me. Anthony's been here for 15 years. So, you know, we've been here for a while. Yeah, if you ever have any questions, honestly, like, just questions about God, a question about Jesus, like, we have people you can reach out to. We have staff. We have some interns as well in our ministry that you can always reach out to for any questions. Yeah, I mean, that's a bit about, you know, Virginia Tech Chi Alpha. And now getting back to Devoted. we just want to kind of, like, a little plug in there, just because people might not know that, like, we're affiliated with Virginia Tech Chi Alpha, but we are. We're just students who are part of Virginia Tech Chi Alpha who wanted to start a podcast. Yep. So yeah.
So, like, what are some things, like, every day in college that you do to be, like, devoted? Mm-hmm. Like, I know we said, like, read your Bible.
Yeah.
Prayer. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I guess talking to other people about Christ, like. Mm. Is there anything else, like, any, like, small parts of your day? That's what I'm thinking. Because I feel like those are pretty big ones
Yeah.
that people think about. But is there any, like, other ways? that you can think of at all?
I'm trying to think through my day. It's my day, depending on the schedule, I usually just try to, you know, do some abiding time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say devotional time.
Yeah.
Abiding, I don't do as much. I usually forget about the abiding part and just kind of blend the two, devotional and abiding. And yeah, so for me, I feel like that's one thing I need to get better at is abiding. I'll do my devotional time. If I have to go to work, I'm just trying to think of other small stuff to do.
Right.
I think one thing too is, I think we talked about this before we started recording. It's like the little things for me are like the, what I am consuming.
Ooh.
So like content. Like, yeah. So we were talking about like before we were recording, we were just talking about like how music plays a big part, like just emotionally. And you know, you can listen to certain songs that can make you feel down, make you feel happy. And like, so for me, like those are like the small things where it's like for me right now in this season of life, I just felt that I need to get rid of everything. Like, I mean, literally everything. The only thing I have is Spotify. I have Paramount Plus, and that's just because soccer. and then on my laptop, I just, I go on YouTube, and I remember right now I put, you know, on my checklist for at least this week, taking baby steps. And so when I'm on YouTube on my laptop, what am I consuming?
Mm-hmm.
So far, I've done a really good job of just sticking to consuming things that can edify, is the right word? Yeah. Edify, like, my spirit, mm-hmm. you know, my body, my soul. And I'm just, like, a lot of Christian content. So, like, Christian podcasts. I'm listening to, like, a lot of Christian podcasts. Listening to analysis of maybe books of the Bible. Anything that can, like, make me just like learn or just like, you know, edify me. Cause like there's things that like, even with soccer, like I love soccer, but if it's my favorite team and I watch too many of the highlights, then like anger comes out. Cause especially if we lost the game. So it's like, I know it's like, hey, that can lead me to like getting angry. And then like that can ruin my whole day. And I'm like, so I'm just trying to like, you know, when it comes to music, I'm listening a lot to like worship music, you know, depending on like how the day's going. Listen to songs that I can, like, kind of relate, that I can relate with, too. I don't know. So, for me, like, that right now, in this season of life, like, that's, like, the small things that I'm doing. It's just, like, what am I, like, watching? What am I listening to? And so, I'm just trying to consume a lot of just, like, really, really good content. And sometimes it's not even just, like, religious or Christian content. It'll be more, like, scientific that still, you know, it still kind of relates to it. So, it's, like, you know, I mean, I'll watch a good amount of, like, Dr. Andrew Huberman. We'll talk about just like the mind and how that works. And so I watched some of his stuff. Last night I was watching a video. He says he does believe there's a God and like science kind of backs that up. And like, so stuff like that where it's like, it's not strictly like Christian content, but it's still stuff that can like help me.
Yeah.
Like what time to go to sleep, like what to eat, like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just like educational stuff.
Yeah.
For me, like that's kind of small things like I'm doing right now. Like, I don't know about you, but.
Yeah, for me, I just realized how much I was consuming. There was just such an overconsumption of secular music content. Things that I was just filling my brain up with every day, like every waking moment. I would wake up and put in my AirPods. That's just something I don't need to be doing. I just know how important it is to be comfortable in silence. Yeah. And something that's definitely something that I really, really struggle with.
Yeah.
So that's also something I've been trying to work on. I deleted YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Those were the things that I was just like, I mean, just doom scrolling. Like, it's just, it's terrible. It's terrible for our minds and for our mental health anyways, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, you're just getting so many, like, just so much, like, secular stuff. And I just don't think we realize how much it consumes us and how much it affects us. Like, when you were talking about how, like, even music can affect, like, your mood. Like, how powerful... We felt how powerful music is.
Yeah.
I feel like people don't really, like, when we say, like, we don't want to listen to secular music, people are like, what are you talking about? Yeah. But, I mean, just think about, have you ever, like, cried to a song? Or, like, have you ever, like, been hyped up by a song? Like, music can, like, affect us so deeply. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people don't really think about that. And that's something that has been brought to my attention a lot more recently. How is that affecting us for the rest of the day?
Yeah.
Are we, like, are our minds clear to be able to hear the voice of the Lord?
Yeah. Ooh,
like, oh, okay. Like, conviction. But there's so many things that can affect us and just, like, just spiritually
yeah.
and mentally that we don't even realize. Oh, just the silence is what gets me. It's so important that I just don't do.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like that's something that the Lord is calling me to work on. Just being able to, like, just, like, be able to sit in silence and just close my eyes and just, like, just be silent.
Yeah. That's crazy you say that about silence, because I absolutely can't do silence.
No.
Like, when I pray, I have worship music on.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, when I read my Bible, I have instrumental music on.
Yeah.
When I read a book, instrumental music on. Like, everything, I mean, I just love music, so everything is just constant music. And when you were saying, like, have you ever cried to a song? I'm like, hey, if I'm going to cry to a song, I'd rather cry to a worship song than cry to another type of song. I'm like, because at least one, I'm with Jesus. The other one, it's just, you're with your own thoughts.
On my own, and
so, yeah, I think those are definitely, like, some small things that, like, I've been trying to do. I'm trying to think of other stuff. I think for me, another small thing, and this all ties in with, like, devotion as well, like we talked about earlier, where people can see Christ in us.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that I, like, kind of dug in deeper during. We just had Soul Care, just a conference from Dr. Rob Reimer. I highly recommend the book.
Yeah.
And actually some of his other books. But during Soul Care, I remember just thinking, like, man, like, there are some times where, like, I'm not an angry person, but there are some times where, like, I can get frustrated and I can get angry over sometimes just some small things. You know what I mean? It's just like, there's things where, like, I'm already having, like, a bad day, and then, like, something else happens, I'm like, and then, like, and so I've been really trying, like, small things, like, kind of be at a place where I'm at peace of mind, where I can clearly just start, like, processing things and kind of just, like, know how to control emotions. And, like, because, like, anger is, here's the thing, like, I was listening to another podcast, and it's like talking about anger. It's like, anger is not a sin. It's when you don't know how to properly control your anger, where it can lead to where it's like a sin. So, like, if you snap at somebody and go, like, well, yeah, like, that's, because we could clearly see, like, Jesus got angry when he went to the temple and just flipped over all all the tables. We've seen God get angry in the Bible. So, like, anger, like, that's just an emotion. And so for me, like I said, like, I don't really, like, my switch goes flip and I just go crazy. But sometimes where I've caught myself, like, dude, it's just a small thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that big of a deal, but because I'm already having a bad day, it's like, that just enhances my frustration, it's one of those things where it's like being aware of, like, my emotions and, like, should I really get upset over this?
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And for you, like, it's anger. For me, it's, like, sadness. So, like, if I'm, like, really upset about, like, my homework or something, I can't figure it out. It's just automatically, I'm upset in, like, the sad way. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, but I think what's most important to think about when talking about that is, like, what are you doing when those emotions come over you? Like, what is your first thought? Is your first thought to let it consume you? Or is your first thought to, like, give it to the Lord?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes when I just get upset, like, even about, like, the small things, I let it consume me. And, like, it just affects your entire day. Like, you were saying, like, it, or, like, especially if you're already upset, or if I'm already, like, tired, or, like, I mean, grumpy. Like, I gotta admit. But letting that consume you is just not worth it sometimes. And like, I mean, all the time, it's never worth letting it consume you. And I think, like, going to the Lord with that, like, the Lord tells us to, like, lay those things that are at his feet, like, at the foot of the cross.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's also really important about being devoted. Like, when you're just going throughout your everyday life, what are you thinking about, like, him and, like, what he wants? Or, like, when you go through hardships, like, are you taking it all on by yourself, or are you laying at the foot of the cross?
Yeah.
And the things that he tells us to do, like, that, like, laying our, like, problems at the foot of the cross can help us so much, yet I still don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I still, like, I'll just still, like, sit there in my unhappiness and in my sadness and not get anything done. And just, it just doesn't help.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Like, me, like, I'm reading this book right now. Again, Dr. Rob Reimer. It's called River Dwellers, just, like, walking in the fullness of the Spirit.
Mm.
And so when I'm reading, because I can easily, like, for me, like, I think everybody's gone through this, where you read, like, two paragraphs, but you have no idea what you just read. You're like, all right, I somehow read a full page, but I have no idea what it was talking about. And so I kind of, when I was reading, like, Wednesday, I was there, and I'm like, because I can easily get distracted. Yeah. Like, that's what come up, and I'm just, like, easily get distracted. Mm-hmm. So when that would happen, Like you said, I was just like, kind of like, what do you do with it? Do you just let it, or do you like try to do it on your own and try to like suppress the thoughts on your own? And so what I would catch myself doing is like, the thoughts would come in and I'll just like, take a deep breath, close my eyes, and just like imagine like still waters. Like try to get my place where my mind is like at, like kind of just like reflect, like think about the Holy Spirit, just like peace, peace, peace. And then boom, then I can focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do that like 20 times for one chapter. Because I was like, I'm reading like a paragraph, then I'm like, thoughts coming in, I'm like, all right. And so I just had to stop myself so much. But I don't know. I think those are just like little things that I just do.
I think also like it's so easy for us to get so distracted. Also like tying into all like the consumption that we have. When you're consuming things constantly every day, it's going to affect you throughout the day. And you're going to be thinking about that. And you just don't even realize how much you're going to be thinking about that. Even when I like literally I get in my bed and I like go to pray at night, it is so hard for me because everything from the day is just racing through. Yeah. Like every possible thing that I could have done throughout the day is just racing through my brain. And then all of a sudden I'm thinking about the next day. And then all of a sudden I'm thinking about what I did last week. And then I'm not even praying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm just thinking about myself, you know?
But yeah. Yeah, this was kind of these verses just tying in back to when we're talking about like anger. Oh, now I'm talking about anger. And it just says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. So yeah, just kind of tying a little bit into like anger. And yeah, I think that's, I think it might be time to maybe, you know, finish up this episode. Yeah. It was just episode one, pilot episode, you know. Kind of just give a brief backstory, like why you want to start it, the vision of it, you know, kind of who we are a little bit. Just talk about being devoted. And so... Yeah, you know, this first episode, pilot episode, and so we're just hoping, like, the next episode coming up, just, we'll be talking about different topics, you know, like I said, Savannah's going to record with Emmy next on, like, abiding, and hopefully we can talk about just community, dating, like, just so many different topics, and so, you know, if you guys have any suggestions, you know, you guys can leave it down. This episode should go up on, you can hear it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Through the Virginia Tech High Alpha account.
Thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next time. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Devoted Podcast. To learn more about Virginia Tech High Alpha, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Also, make sure to check out our podcast Instagram at Devoted Pod. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it using the hashtag Devoted Pod. We'll see you next time.